We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm host Leah Mattinson, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for each and every one of you that are tuning in from wherever it is that you are on this beautiful planet today. I'm host Leah Mattinson, and today I'm excited to once again welcome back to the show Erica Ramelli. Erica is a master herbologist, and she specializes in helping people to rebalance their energy using bioresonance and plants. Erica, welcome to today's show.
Hello, sweet friend. Hi, my beautiful Master Your Life family. I hope you're doing amazing today. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so divinely happy to have you because we're talking about things and picking up on threads of talking about things around stress management, which all the time people are talking about. How do I manage my stress? My body doesn't feel good. My energy isn't that great. I'm not having a joyful life. And I am feeling tremendously overwhelmed with things that are going on. And this is why we're doing these episodes, is to help people to have tools and skills and the insight to be able to actually manage their life stress and master their life. So, Erica, welcome to the show. Today, it's exciting because we're talking about stress management gifts.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I love this idea. You and I were chatting last week about different cool things and topics, and I love this idea of the embodiment, you know, the tools. How do we do it? What do we have in our houses that really help us cope with stress? And what are some of those things that make great gifts? So I am actually so looking forward to chatting with you guys today and showing a lot of these cool toys that I brought. So definitely jump in if you can to the video portion of this so you can see the cool things we're going to show you.
Yeah. Although we are experts also at just describing. So we'll do that for those of you who are tuning into the video version happily. I want to also say that what the impetus of this podcast was, is that my son got a very nice gift from his in-laws, and the gift, they have babies. They have two little ones, a two-year-old and a newborn, essentially. And the gift that the in-laws gave them was a year's worth of diapers.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, a year's worth of diaper service. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal. It's very, very expensive. And to have that stress lifted off, removed, it was just like the best gift ever. So they're like, I can't believe that the diapers just come and then they go and then they're cleaned and they come back and they go and they're cleaned. So I'm like, yeah, that is an amazing gift. And they had the certainty of knowing that that was going to be happening for an entire at least 12 months. So that was kind of the kickoff to thinking about this.
I have a question. You're saying go and come back. So these are not disposable diapers.
Correct.
These are organic fabric, old school. I love it. We're humans and we're loving the planet diapers.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Oh, how awesome.
Yes. Huge, huge gift. And so that was, I was outdone there. I couldn't think, what the heck can I do? No, it was just so wonderful. But that was part of the reason why we were talking about the importance of giving gifts to yourself, but also giving gifts to other people that you can see are stressed, that are meaningful to them in where they're at in their life. Because sometimes we'll go, oh, I gave somebody this great gift and it's something that you would have really liked to have received, but not necessarily something that's helping them out a whole big bunch. So maybe we'll talk about both those aspects today, Erica. What are gifts that are really good for our health and well-being? And then maybe towards the end, we can dive into, or we'll figure out how to thread in who might else these gifts be good for. And also gifts to maybe stay away from on this episode.
I like that. So if you're listening, we're going to be sharing some incredible fun ideas that you can gift someone who is going through a stressful time and needs a little self-care or a little help in stress management. So this could be your friend who's getting married, a baby shower gift. It could be a retirement gift. It could be a holiday gift, Christmas gift, birthday gift, or anyone that just in your heart would love to receive something that would really help them become a better human, be healthier, be able to manage their life a little better. So those are all the possibilities that we're going to be diving in today. I love it too.
And business gifts as well. So because there's people who start businesses and they go, oh, it's like they need this, they need that. And then we go buy them a bar of soap instead of helping them with their business.
I love that.
Life mastery. It's like, what is it that people really need? What do we really need? So going back to a few episodes ago when we were talking about know thyself. First of all, write out a list of things that you think you would really love to receive as gifts, or things that would feel good to use as gifts, or things that you've imagined, oh, I would really love to have this particular thing as a gift. And it could be anything, but just make your list, do a brain dump, write yourself a list for 10 solid minutes. Do it, just write, brain dump, because then you'll actually get past the obvious stuff into the more subtle and sublime things that your heart really desires, past that kind of superficial things into what do I really want that would really make me feel better? So Erica, I'll just throw it back over to you. What would things be on your list?
Okay. So how do you want to do this? Do you do like one and one, one and one? Should we just ping pong in like that?
Let's ping pong.
Okay. Love it. Okay. So for me, let's start with a little bit of self-care. I think that someone who's going through a stressful time would really benefit from things that are related to self-care. Like you said, we were talking earlier, treatments. Yeah. So an ozone sauna to me is just a delicious way to detox. So an ozone sauna is a treatment that should not cost that much for just a single session. The person goes to this place, they get undressed, they go into a cocoon-like device that is infused with extra oxygen. And through that process, which is heat related, the body sweats and sweats toxins, and the extra oxygen, so the O3, is infused through the skin into the body, helping the person de-stress, lose weight, and being able to have just a very beautiful, glowy skin. So if you have events coming up, if you're a YouTuber or if you're starting your podcast and you're a little stressed, definitely do one of these treatments to feel good, have your skin glowy, detox, remove toxins. It's awesome.
And so how is that different than an infrared?
So the infrared has an actual infrared light, and that light penetrates about an inch and a half through the skin and really releases toxins from within. But the infrared is not always hot. So you could actually be under an infrared light without having the heat related to it, unless you're on an infrared blanket or sauna itself. So you do need the heat in order to help the body detox. That's super important. Right. But this is ozone. So it's a combination of O3. It's a very unstable molecule of oxygen that once it enters the body splits, and these atoms of oxygen attach themselves to bacteria, germs, viruses, free radicals, and oxidizes them. So it's a very nice way. And the heat is there as well to help flush.
Right. I love it. So thank you for explaining the difference, because as a Canadian girl living in the subarctic weather, I don't want to go into a cold sauna. It's just not for me. In terms of stress management, what I would love to do is go in for the treatment and for it to feel so good from the beginning to the end of it. So love that. Love that. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. So my turn then. We have in Alberta, Canada, and I don't know if it's worldwide or not, but we have a place called the Blue Room in Calgary, Alberta. And the Blue Room is based on Tesla technology, and it has fractal light in the entire room. It feels like you're walking into a Snow White studio. So it's just this kind of, you're laying on a glass bed. It's an open glass bed. There's these fractal mirrors all around. So you're in a mirrored room on a mirrored glass bed. It's ambient temperature, so body temperature. You go in and this beautiful music plays and you have a 20-minute treatment. So they say it restores your vitamin D or plumps up the vitamin D, but it also helps you to access that sort of fifth dimension where you can have out-of-body experiences if you want. So it's very ethereal. It's etheric. And so that's a fun place to go. It's not the only place in the world that has one of these. I know they have a couple in the US as well, but a very, very divine gift used in healing and in health and well-being. So that's a fun one.
If you know somebody, I love that. Yes, we own Tesla energy lights and I do a lot of treatments for my clients with Tesla. It's fantastic. So the whole point of a Tesla is that it fuels the body. So what it does is that it releases electrons and it donates electrons to your biofield. So you feel uplifted. It reduces inflammation. It helps with circulation, boosts memory. So absolutely fantastic for individuals that are feeling overwhelmed, that are drained, that are tired, that are overworked, that just need to be on point for their game, for their event. Awesome. Ooh, thanks for sharing that one.
Awesome. Yes.
Along the lines of that, we have massages, right? So massages are always a fantastic gift. And floating pods. Have you guys heard of the zero gravity float tanks?
I've been
heard
it.
Of that?
I've done it.
Is that amazing? So it decompresses the spine. And for those that have not heard about it, so it's a pod that has about, I don't know, but a foot or two of water. It's not much. And it's really concentrated magnesium. So it's Epsom salt, which relaxes the muscles. And because you end up floating, it decompresses the spine, the joints on your neck, releases tension on your knees, and really allows your body to have, it's almost like you would have had 8 massages in a row. It's awesome.
Yes. So prepare yourselves though, because when I went, I can tell you it was a funny experience as well. It is that you get your hair wet. So if you go in, expect that your hair is going to be wet. There's no way that you can get around that. And magnesium or Epsom salts in your hair, it feels quite very slick. It's like a slick, sludgy sort of feeling. So you need to be prepared for that, that this beautiful treatment, when you come out, be prepared to have a nice warm shower afterwards. And just to go.
Yes, you do need to shower afterwards. Yeah,
and you just need to know, I think I didn't know what to expect. So it was surprising to me. And I went, oh, what is, like, it just was this uncomfortable thing because I didn't know what to expect, right? So it was just giving people a heads up. Yeah, the flotation is beautiful. Expect your hair to be soggy, wet. So if you have long hair, just expect that and just relax into it and then get in the shower knowing you're just going to shower all that off.
Yes, yes. I would actually recommend that you shower before. So a lot of the flotation tanks do have a shower. You get into the cabin area, you shower, and you really want to remove deodorant, makeup, lotions, shampoo, residual, whatever you have on your body. So you're really clean when you step into the tank for your treatment. So yes, it is definitely a moist and wet experience. Woo-woo!
Keeping it PG. Okay, so let's go back to massage a little bit, Erica, because there's several different kinds of massage, and I think each one of them is quite... can be quite lovely, but not all of them are you going to necessarily want to participate in yourself? But when people are thinking about what they want to do for a massage or what they might want to gift somebody for a massage, maybe we can just talk about a little bit about the differences between a regular massage, an athletic massage, a lymphatic massage, a cranial sacral massage, a hot stone massage. So again, I'll just throw that back to you because I know you can converse that language very, very fast. The train.
Okay. Massages. So first let's start with the basic one. If you're a partner or a sister and you say to your friend, let me give you a foot massage. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And it is always welcome, especially if your sister's pregnant or if your friend is pregnant. How amazing that you could literally just go, here, sit down, let me give you a massage. Awesome. Partners, a little more complicated, because partners, we have this idea that either massages are going to lead somewhere else, or maybe the person's touch is not really all that relaxing, or the reason why the person is stressed is because of the partner. So I would advise for partners, unless it's a foot massage or it's a quick like shoulder rub or something like that, it really is lovely and pleasant and you're good at it. Yes. Mm-hmm. If not, let's go the professional route. Right. Now, the professional route, you have a Swedish massage, which is a nice deep tissue massage at pressure points that are really personal to the person. Mm-hmm. An athletic massage or sports massage is not so much about the relaxation as it is to restore the flow of energy that might be impaired due to tension or an injury or stress or whatever it is. So they're going to press on a lot of your pressure points to trigger that flow of energy. So it is definitely not what I would recommend if someone is pregnant and you're gifting this as a baby shower gift. Mm-hmm. No. Now, the hot stone massages or the wraps are always really playful and fun, and it's a cool experience for someone to have it. But if you have someone that is stressed, just a simple massage, just the fact that they can have a little bit of that tension, a little bit of that space where they can relax is just lovely. And just once you offer it, then I would say just give a voucher to a particular place, and then they can choose maybe a treatment that is in alignment to them there.
Yep. Love it. I love it. And the other thing too, if you know a good practitioner or a good masseuse or develop relationships with people who are good massage therapists, then you'll find out what it is that you like better in your treatment. So some people like chit-chatty massage therapists, other people like massage therapists that don't talk, that just actually do the treatment. Some like music in the room, some people don't. So you can request these things. If you're crafting your own stress management plan, talk to your massage therapist before you get on the table about what you like. And because they're people too, they'll be responsive to that. They're trying to figure out how to give you the best treatment. So ask for what it is that you want. So, but think about it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I love that you said that, because a lot of individuals get on the table of the therapist and then they suffer for an hour because they feel embarrassed that they don't want to tell this person, hey, can you go a little deeper or can you go a little lighter? So please do not feel ashamed of stopping or turning around or saying, could you please go a little deeper or a little lighter? Or can you turn down the light or the music? Please, yes, own it. It is your time to have that treatment.
Yes. And they're there because they want, the massage therapist wants to give you a good treatment. They didn't go through their hours and hours and hours of training to get a poor review. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They're there because they genuinely want to give good service. So go in with that expectation and then you'll be able to express yourself freely. That's an awesome, awesome thing. Awesome. Okay. So massages, everyone get your massage ticket because it's awesome. And you also get hands-on, which a lot of people don't have any hands-on right now. So massage therapy is a really good pure way of getting that need met. We all have the need for physical contact. So mm-hmm. if you're single, it's a good way to go get physical therapy from another human being without there being strings attached, you know, like it is. So we mm-hmm. need touch to survive and to thrive. So the once weekly massage or twice weekly massage can really be a good way to keep yourself out of trouble.
I love it. Now, if it's a higher budget than what you have, mm-hmm. totally fair. Yes. I want to talk about two tools that are also massage related and I brought them here. Actually three. So the first one is a massage with a dry brush. The other one is a massage with a face brush.
And I brought this as well.
Leah's showing you these cool face brushes she has. And I have this electrical one, although I like hers better. And then the third tool that I brought for massage is this called a guacha. And it is a tool that is very inexpensive and incredibly useful. So let's talk about those three. Where do you want to start?
I would say let's talk about the dry brushes.
Okay. So I have a body dry brush. The whole point of this is that you gift this to someone and they're going to use it before they get in the shower. That's it. That's the whole point of it. And what we want with that is that as they are dry brushing their skin, they're lifting the dead cells, impurities from the skin, and then they get in the shower and that gets washed off.
Right. And you're activating your chi, you're activating your life force. When you actually touch your skin and scratch your skin and whatever else, you can feel a little sparkly, tingly, things happen, that's an activation. So that is good. It's good because it's enlivening, enlightening, mm-hmm. and it's getting you to know yourself. It's like, as you're doing that body scrubbing, you can go, hey, what hurts? Hey, oh, I didn't notice mm-hmm. I had this really big dry patch here. Or, oh, it's like when you're doing your massage on your back. So, you know, like you're giving yourself your little back massage there and you can't reach because mm-hmm. you haven't taken care of your Jing Chi, you haven't taken care of your body, then you can start actually using it as another way of energizing yourself and self-care. Is, oh, I would like to be able to reach my back with my own hand and to give myself that self-massage with my brush. Mm-hmm. So good to help improve flexibility also. Okay, I know, getting off in the weeds there.
I love it. Okay, so a dry brush is a great gift for detoxing. And I've also seen some beautiful results on me to reduce cellulite here between just girls talking and making it really public now, but actually really cool. It stimulates the circulation, like you said, and it helps flush toxins in areas that sometimes we sit a lot and we tend to have a little more cellulite. And I'm one of those girls that had to kind of address it and pay attention to what is it that I'm doing to get my body nice and toned. So dry brush, yes, way to go. Next, face brush. So, and especially for men, yes, because men, we see that pollution affects us all the same. Mm-hmm. But for women, we tend to use a lot more products on our face, from all the skincare stuff to makeup. And then on top of that, we have stress and sweat and pollution and contamination. So I recommend that you take off your makeup and do a little bit of dry brushing. And this one is an electric one that has two speeds. And you just kind of move it through the face gently, allowing the pores to really be cleansed. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we use either water from the sink that tends to be too harsh, and it's alkaline. Did you know that we have these beautiful microbiomes on our skin that are beautiful, healthy bacteria that help us actually process all of those toxins and pollution? So sometimes we use such harsh products that we're actually killing our own little guys, the soldiers that help us keep our skin beautiful and glowy. So just a dry brush is good enough, or one of these electric ones with a clean product, and gently dab your face and dry it.
Love it. So do you want to talk about products at all, or we'll talk about that later? Maybe let's just go to your massage tool.
Oh yeah. Well, as far as products, I have a mask. So through Better Humans, we have this mask, and I recommend that you guys do have a mask. If you're doing anything with dry brushing on your face or any kind of brushes on your face, you also need to have at least once a week a face mask that really goes deep into the pores and allows all of those toxins to be lifted out, preventing acne, preventing aging skin, right? Because the products stay there. And if the products are not cleansed, they literally dry out your skin. So here I have a gua sha, and I love these. And like I said, they're fairly inexpensive. I think every household should have one of these. So the next gift that you're planning, this is one of them for sure. So there's, oh, I don't have the other one here. There's another one, the Chinese version looks more like a disc. Okay. This one is a Thai version, but the Chinese version is more like a disc that has the shape of your jaw there. So you place it directly on your chin, like so, and you move following the jawline towards your ear. And if you actually, with your fingers right now, if you're listening, if you gently press under your jaw, like right below your earlobes and jaw, you might feel like little pockets of a tender spot. And those tender spots, that's liquid toxins. So that's your lymphatic system that is congested. We should not have those little pockets there with that pain. So this actually helps you flush that, and you want to go down the neck all the way to the base of your throat chakra, and then continue all throughout like that, and then down the neck. Okay, so I have one of these on my nightstand, and I do that when I get into bed. I do my little gua sha neck routine. So it's awesome. But you can also use it on your thumbs, and I have one by the TV. So my TV is not in my bedroom. So I have one by the TV, but because we use a lot of the computer or phone, I like to press with it on pressure points, and it's so awesome. Right. It's so relaxing. Mm-hmm. So if you know that your friend is about to get married, she's going through all of the stress, or a person that, anyways, anyone actually, pressing on pressure points is awesome. You can press it here on your forehead, top of the nose, and to decongest sinus pressure. It's great. Arms. So it has these little ridges. I don't know if you guys can see it kind of like that. So you would massage and help stimulation of the circulation and energy move towards the heart. Okay. Legs. Anyways, so that is a super inexpensive tool. I love, every home should have one, and this makes a fabulous gift.
And I want to second this, because I think a lot of people have grip strength problems. And so they actually cannot give each other or themselves really very good hand treatments. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. And to do a hand treatment on somebody else, you don't know how much pressure to give either. So if you're somebody who's had carpal tunnel, or you've got just work-related hand injuries, or you've been working lots in the garden for years and years, and you've got some stuff that's going on, but you know that you don't actually have enough strength in your fingers to actually do the treatments, having a tool is really a great idea.
Yes. Really. Yes. Yeah. So this one I use is made out of wood. There's some other ones made out of resin or stainless steel. I personally don't enjoy the stainless steel as much. And that's really just a personal reason. It's because then my fingers smell like metal.
Oh, yes.
And that it's just a personal choice. Okay. So I just don't enjoy it that much, but they are beautiful and they look really cool and slick. So my favorite is this wood one, and you just kind of press and release that. It's great.
Yeah, it is very good. So, and for people who don't want to, are not tool users, I invite you to go to the masteryourlife.ca website and look up Lee Holden Qigong, because Lee and I are partnered. He's my Qigong master, and he has all kinds of great programs for non-tool solutions for people. So stress management, how to actually move your body to take stress out of your digits through movement of the body. And there's all different kinds of things. So removing stress and tension from the neck, dealing with pregnancy or after pregnancy, improving the pelvic floor. And the only reason I'm mentioning it right now is because when we're talking about hands, there's specific movements that you can do to just shake out stress. So it's like, You're like quacking like a duck. It's like, you're just flying like a goose, flying like a goose, you know, so you're actually removing all this energy. I know it just looks totally silly, but all the, you know, it's so funny. We get used to
I'm doing it.
Yeah, she's doing it. We get used to using the tools and forget that our body actually has a lot of good flow in it if we just move it, you know? So this whole just moving can release a lot of things.
Tools. So are awesome. Would that be a good gift?
Yes. Qigong is a wonderful deal.
So here's an idea. If you just saw Leah, you can literally call your friend on video and go, okay, girl or guy, we're doing 1 minute of this. 1, 2, 3, go. And then you teach your person, your friend, to go through this flock movement.
Exactly.
She just taught us.
That's right. And you can also, so there's lots of things in Qigong that you can do to release stress and relax. But what we want right now is gifts that people can give. So we'll talk a little bit more about another gift that Qigong, a very powerful gift that people can have, but towards the end of the show around sex and sexual energy, because I think that that is something that people think, ooh, lingerie and, you know, toys and whatever else. There's other things that are way more powerful that you can actually give yourself, know thyself, and have your partner also do with you. But we'll talk about that a little later on. So let's go back to the tools. Tools for a little bit.
How about, I have a few things. Oh, yes.
Let's talk about essential oils.
Yes.
About essential oils. Let's talk about what's so awesome about essential oils. I have so many of these. I have them all over my office. I have them in my purse. I put them on my hands, like I have them in a, because my hands are usually quite dry. So is my hair. So I have a little diffuser. I spray it in my hair and put essential oil in my hair. And I have it all over the place. So tell everyone, Erica, from your experience, what's so awesome about essential oil and how all can it be used?
Well, as a plant lady and as a medicine woman, for me, plants have an intelligence. So let's start there. We're acknowledging that the plant world has an intelligence and has a purpose. And if we connect to it, it will enhance our lives. So we're really bringing the essence of that particular plant into your life, into your body, into your biofield in order to achieve something or restore balance. So as go-tos, here you have actually behind me, this makes a great gift. This is a salt lamp, but it has a little dish on top, and that dish is for essential oils. So you can, I have some pure eucalyptus, and I love to pour some eucalyptus on that salt lamp. So it creates a beautiful space. It sucks up a lot of the energy, purifies the environment, and actually adding the essential oils with purifying antibacterial, antiviral benefits really make for an amazing gift. And that I gifted to a friend of mine that runs bars and has shops, and I mean, she's a beautiful entrepreneur, and having some of these tools in her workspace actually help her stay in her shop or stay at the restaurant or the bar in a very healthy way. So it purifies the environment. great gift, salt lamps with essential oils. If you don't know much about essential oils and you're wondering where to start, I would say these are your five go-tos. Have a citrus, so lemon, lime, grapefruit, orange, okay? A citrus. Have a conifer, a spruce, a pine, a fir. Have a flower, a magnolia, jasmine, violet, lavender, any of those. Have a menthol, mint, spearmint, oregano, rosemary, any of those. And have one that smells good to you.
Yeah, perfect.
Like the one that smells awesome to you. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, if I go back to stress, my go-tos are white pine, because the pine kind of allows you to anchor your energy and ground you. Mm-hmm. Super important. Flowers. So in this case, I love ylang ylang, and I put a little bit of ylang ylang on my heart if I'm feeling a little stressed to kind of rebalance out those emotions. And another one is copaiba. Mm-hmm. And the copaiba is what I call chiropractic in a bottle. And that was a term that my friend Christina Robinson used to say. She's like, she's a chiropractor. And she's like, this is my chiropractic in a bottle. So yes. I started taking that from her. But so when you are stressed and you pour a little bit of this copaiba on your shoulders, it literally releases tension. Mm-hmm. Another one that's great for that is birch. So birch is what a lot of the athletic medicine is made out of. You know, that icy cold has that kind of mentally very specific smell. That's birch, sweet birch. So if you're looking for a great gift, buying a small essential oil, pure. Okay, guys, hello, pure. I love a company called Wisdom of the Earth. Doesn't have to be that one. There's many out there that are really good. So copaiba, white pine are amazing choices.
Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. I can't expand on that, because I think essential oils can get, there's so many choices. It's like there could be so many choices, it just gets overwhelming. So stick with the ones that Erica has mentioned. I think that that's great, because she is the master herbalist.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The way you can test these things on yourself too, because I have, you might find that you have sensitivities to these things, is hold the thing up to you and ask yourself, is this for me or isn't it? And you'll kind of get a pretty strong yes, no, or put a little bit on you and go, is this for me or isn't it? And you probably will get an answer. Yeah, this is going to work for you, or no, it isn't. And so then you can gift that to somebody else. Because it's funny, a lot of people use lavender. I can't use it. And my sister loves
it either.
Yeah, just, it's so funny. So this, people go, oh, there's lavender over here. I'm like, not for me. And but just knowing that, I think, is good. You don't have to like the same thing as everybody else likes. And not everything is going to work for you the same, because we're all here in our own little beautiful divine being, right? So
yes.
Know thyself.
Yes. So that's why I said a flower. Flowers in general rebalance the emotional aspect of the body. And a tree, such as white pine, allows you to anchor or ground yourself. So in times of stress, people tend to be very airy and like up there and not really focused. So this is a great time to gift them a little bit of white pine or fir or black spruce, and being able to allow them to ground themselves. They will put it on their chest or over their heart chakra or their forehead or the sole of their feet.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So yeah, if you're feeling a little bit scattered, and I know people who said, oh, I could have bathed in that stuff in the pine. I should have been bathing in it in 2020, 2021, and now into 2022. I'm like, yeah, probably a good idea for a few more months. Just lay in that stuff.
And, you know, Netta, do you say that? I mean, bathing. Obviously, it's such an amazing gift. Give bath salts, but you can also add, and my go-to, oh, there she has it. Awesome.
Bath salts, yes. In a nice little jar. So cutie.
So you can add rosemary is my go-to for that. So if you're in the bathtub, you can literally grab some rosemary from your kitchen. So dried spice from your kitchen, or if you have some in your backyard, again, as long as it's not sprayed with mosquitoes, you're good. And put it in your bathtub. But essential oils, because it's an oil, it stays above the water. Mm-hmm. So with the heat, it actually kind of diffuses into the air. So adding a few drops of rosemary, which is great for mental clarity, is incredible if someone is bathing. So that makes a great gift. Some bath salts and an essential oil of rosemary. Beautiful gift.
Love it. Did you want to give away your giveaway now? Do you want to tell people your secret formula for your lovely
Do you want to wait? Sure. No, let's go for it.
Because it might just ready right now. It might fit right now. So Erica's got a special gift for everybody.
And that is my recipe. This is a really cool recipe. Okay, so as an herbalist, I make obviously all sorts of cool oils.
That is.
These are body oils. Okay, so these body oils are made with grape seed oil and a little bit of argan, and I add calendula and sage, flowers, eucalyptus, and you let it infuse. They look so beautiful. And that's it. Let guys, this is literally the gift.
It's gorgeous.
So you give them like that, and the person uses it directly on their body or to give themselves a beautiful massage. This can be used on infants because it's the plants are infusing grapeseed oil. So grapeseed is very safe for children. So this is a very beautiful gift. You can use a dropper. So just a 30 ml dropper bottle and add the seeds you want, maybe some cardamom pods, maybe a little cinnamon. Cinnamon, not on babies. Okay. Just FYI, because it's too spicy, but any kind of gentle flower, the lavender you were talking about, so some lavender buds or flowers, anything that looks really pretty, some calendula, some rose petals, and then add the grapeseed. So you can make body oils just like that and add a few drops of essential oils that feel good to you. Drops. Okay. Just a little bit, because it's a very gentle scent.
And when you're using on babies, just as a note, also just make sure that you do a little test patch,
yes,
just a tiny test patch first, and make sure that it's okay for baby cakes, because you never know. But it's always better to just be a little bit on the safe side. Mm-hmm. This so is grandma speaking.
Yes. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I am available. Just hit me up on social media if you have any questions. So for babies, let's just make a quick parenthesis there, since we went there. Use MCT, which is coconut oil. So MCT coconut oil, or use grape seed oil or argan oil, almond oil. Those are really good choices for babies. And use flowers. That's it. Just keep it at that. Now, for adults, you can add a lot of the other things.
Is grapeseed oil good for massage?
Yes.
Okay. So this could super actually cool. be sort of that roundabout gift that would be good for everybody.
Yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. You can gift literally a bottle of grapeseed oil to people, and that they're going to look, you're absolutely crazy, and you're going to say, you're welcome.
Yes.
Because grapeseed oil can be put directly on their face, on their hair, on their nails. Women, sometimes we get our nails done and we use so many chemicals on them that when they take it off, our nails look completely beat up. So use some grapeseed oil directly on it, or almond oil. Awesome. So my recipe is to make this antiviral extra virgin olive oil. And I steep extra virgin olive oil with this mixture of herbs, and I shake it every so often. You leave it by a window sill, and this has been under sunlight for about 2 months. Okay. So this has oregano. Again, guys, one of my best go-tos when it comes to antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It's awesome. Rosemary. Mm-hmm. It has some orange, some lavender. Mm-hmm. You can see it in here. Some roses. And that's what it is. So you just let it there, shake it, and then you strain and bottle in pretty jars, and it makes for an amazing gift. You drizzle over salads or bruschettas, just take a spoonful if you want to, but it tastes delicious. And so rosemary, oregano, orange, a little bit of lavender, roses,
pepper. And 2 months in the sunlight?
Mm-hmm. Sage, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. See, a simple thing that we can all do. Start now. Everybody start now.
Yes.
If you start right now, it'll be good for January. So February, yes. Valentine's yes. Day. You can make anytime.
Yes, there's so many beautiful gifts.
Mm-hmm. There is so many beautiful holidays to share beautiful gifts with, or, you know, things, special occasions. I think that what I love about gift giving, even to ourselves, is really that it is this act of self-love. You know, when you give yourself a facial and it's just kind of out of a package or whatever, it's not the same thing as when you actually take the time to mix up the thing and to make it a little bit more hands-on and special. And the energy in it is different. It feels like it's different anyway. It's just, so it's an act of self-love for your body and your spirit to do these activities. And it's like gardening, you know. So if you can't garden, you can at least grow a little garden, and you can at least put stuff in a jar. Like, even if you're in the city and you're not out in the country or not in a place where you can have a garden, you can go buy little herbs, you can go do these little special extras mm-hmm. to make your thing, your concoction mm-hmm. glorious and lovely mm-hmm. and just all vibey from your vibe. So I love that. Love it, Erica. Okay, now shifting gears, we'll talk a little bit. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to dive into a little bit about taking care of the female body. One of the gifts that I think is the very best gift of all is really good underwear. And people might go, what do you mean?
What did you just say?
Look on the video.
So you just said really good underwear.
I did.
Is awesome. That is awesome.
Why? Well, because structurally, actually, if you're a woman, there might be things that you actually want held up with a little bit, you know, or to be comfortable in. If you're an athlete, I was an athletic woman, you know, so there's just things that I wanted to wear in order to actually take care of my body, and wearing things that were too loose or too floppy or just mm-hmm. like, it isn't good for you structurally. So in order to mind your physical body, and to have good posture and to have help with that, you know, people who are well endowed or sort of well endowed with, you know, a reasonable size breasts might want to actually consider having good underwear.
And a lot of those wires really dig under your skin. Mm-hmm. And when you wear that the whole day, take it off, like, literally your boobies are sore, guys. Hello, ladies. It's super important what you just said. And we just kind of, I'm so glad you mentioned it, actually, because now it's making me think. And I'm so glad that there's right now companies, of women owned companies mm-hmm. that are producing great underwear that are sewn differently so that it provides support where it's needed, but you don't need that wire that kind of digs under your arm.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth the investment, 100% worth the investment, because it will help you with your posture and everything else. So that's a good investment. If you're buying a gift for your significant other, get a gift certificate or whatever to their favorite shop where they, you know, get their, not lingerie. It is the foundational equipment, you mm-hmm. know? So I think there's two different things there, you know, so there's loungewear, lingerie, and then there's the actual stuff that you're going to wear every day and makes your body feel good. Your structure feel good. So that, and then the second thing I want to talk about, we've only got about a minute left, is about a gift that I think is one of the best things that you can give yourself, is knowing yourself and your sexual energy. So your Jing Qi and what that is, and not for it to be, for it to be sacred and not for it to be pornographic. But I think a lot of people haven't even had the experience of having, I hear women say all the time, they haven't had the experience of even having had an orgasm. Adult women who haven't, they don't know themselves at all. And so the gift I would say is go on to the, again, the masteryourlife.ca website and look up the Li Holden Qigong and look for Taoist Sexual Secrets and take that course. That course will change your life. It will help you to heal your pelvic floor. It will help you to align your Jing Qi, your sexual energy, your creative energy with your heart chakra and with your mind. It will help you to know yourself, and it will help you to be able to exercise your body in gentle ways that actually help to improve all of our female anatomy, which then rises your vibration exponentially. And then if you want to share it with somebody else, you can actually do that by inviting them to also take the course. But it's a gift that you give to yourself and you give to your partner.
Because I then love you that.
Yourself. Yes. Yeah. Thanks.
Love Eric. That. Super important. Mm-hmm. What a great gift. I want to close circling back to the beginning. Yes. You said a subscription or a membership or something like that. That's really how you started the show, right? What your son received. And I think that if you don't have someone that needs diaper service,
yes.
we all need supplements. We all need nutraceuticals. We all need some of these things that are part of being happy and well. And I invite you to not be shy and gift someone at least 90 days, because less than 90 days really for a supplement doesn't really do a whole lot. I mean, enough for you to go like, ooh, interesting, but to really be sustainable, just a good 90 days to a year of these supplements will be amazing. I know that you have some Quadrimoon. I personally love that one. That's one option. There's Prejuvenol. You've probably heard me talk about that one because that's the one that I love for cell rejuvenation. I mean, there's tons of really cool things, but helping someone be well is a gift.
It is the best gift ever, helping yourself to be well. And we're out of time, Erica. So just want to invite everyone to take care of yourself, love each other, mind your minds. That's all for us. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.